This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. John Boogs learned the art of popping in Miami, eventually made his way to Los Angeles, where he danced on Venice Beach for tourists. And now his resume includes working with Gloria Estefan and Mikhail Baryshnikov. His artistic partner, Lil Buck, hails from Memphis, where he studied ballet, but is most known for his style of Memphis juking that went viral. People were in awe of his street dancing performance alongside the classical music of cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Together, John Boogs and Lil Buck challenged the perception of what street dance is by pairing their moves with other forms of art. The hope is to promote an understanding and bring people together. John Boogs, Lil Buck, in town for a production of Love Heals All Wounds, playing on the campus of NC State in Raleigh on Saturday. The two are movement artists who co-founded the company Movement Art Is. And they are with me in the studio today. John Boogs, welcome to you. Good to have you here in the studio.
It's good to be here. It's great to be in North Carolina.
And Lil Buck, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So in layman's terms, we're talking about street dancers. Maybe you can both describe, you describe yourselves really as movement artists, right? I mean, describe what you do. John?
Well, Buck and I, you know, we both have a shared passion about the art form of dance. We believe it's not just entertainment. We believe it's a tool to break down social economic boundaries. We believe that it's a tool to unify and bring people together. So for us, we like to combine powerful storytelling and powerful narratives with the street dances that we both grew up learning, Buck with Memphis Juking and myself with Poppin'. So we try to combine multiple layers of artistry within our work, so that way it's more than just dance, if that makes sense. You know, dance is at the forefront of it.
Well, tell us more about Poppin'. Describe that for us if I haven't seen it.
Well, Poppin' is a street dance that's been around for a very long time. I mean, since the late 60s, early 70s. It was seen, you know, nationally first on the TV show Soul Train, you know, by the groups Electric Boogaloos, The Lockers, you know, so some of those groups were the first ones to kind of commercialize the style. Mm-hmm. But it's been around since late 60s, early 70s in the Bay Area, in Oakland, San Jose, San Francisco. So I'm a part of a really long tradition and lineage of this particular style.
Buck, how about juking? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, juking is a style that pretty much originated in Memphis. It's a style of dance that is pretty, you know, yeah, like I said, it's native to the city, and it's been around since the late 80s, early 90s. It's a style that we've learned in the streets that started off started from a bounce. Just a bounce in the shoulders, and it just slowly evolved to this dance and kind of a line dance sort of feel called gangster walking, and then that evolved into Memphis juking as we've you know, added different elements of dance like popping and snapping and all these different elements of you know, street dance that came before to really make the style you know, whole. So yeah, Memphis juking is. Yeah, it consists of a lot of glides and slides.
But tell me more about this. I'll stick with you for a minute, Buck. This question of the music, dance, that it can break down the barriers, it can bring us together. Because yeah. I'm going to push back against that. I'm going to say that music is the most siloed form of culture in America, right? Because if you look at what's on anybody's iPod, it's going to tell you how they vote. It's going to tell you what their zip code is. It is so segmented these days that, and I don't know if it goes to dance as well, but it seems to me they're pretty related. Tell me how you believe, because I know you work on this, and if anybody's seen your art, they're going to know I'm wrong. But I want you to tell me why you think that it's not much more culturally specific than you say it is.
Well, because dance just has different powers as far as how, you know, you can reach someone, basically. Yeah. And, you know, through music, you can reach them in so many different ways. But in dance, it's a conversation, you know. It's a form of communication that's been around since, you know, it's so primitive in all of us. So when you're speaking on dance, it's like you're communicating and connecting to someone's soul.
Well, John, how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I look at things like, you know, some of the legendary musicians, you know, Prince or Michael Jackson or Marvin Gaye. Or, I mean, if you look at some of the footage of their concerts, you know, there's so many different genders, races, colors in the concert. So art has the ability to unify people, you know, because art doesn't really have a boundary. It doesn't have a color on it. It doesn't have a race on it. It doesn't have a gender. Art's for everybody. So I think, you know, for us in particular, you know, we feel like our show it opens up those entry points for anybody to come in and be able to receive the information. I think it's a way you kind of receive information differently when it's being told just through movement, expression, music. I can sit up here and tell you how I feel about the world all day, right, you know, verbally, but you might shut off. But like, it's like scientifically proven that, like, you know, music creates frequencies and vibrations, and it allows people to kind of digest things a lot differently. So I think just through movement, music, and dance, people digest our narratives a lot differently than us just speaking about them.
And describe your show a little bit, because it does include all that. You've got spoken word, music, and dance. Buck?
Yeah, well, our show, yeah, consists of a lot of spoken word, you know, like you said, music and dance. And it's basically a show that it brings awareness around a lot of the social issues that happen in the world today, and the stories being narrated and told through movement. And so that's, our show is a perfect example of how we can use dance as a tool to really push these powerful narratives, and not just for, you know, the entertainment. And we have an amazing genius spoken word artist, Robin Sanders, who pretty much is the navigating voice of and character of the whole show.
Well, let's give you a little sample of what that might sound like from your show. Let's listen.
Our end was imminent, yet finality relented. Wind, water, and fire gently revived. You and I reconciled. Rhythms realigned. The blues gone green. Your care and conserving in exchange for my fruit and replenishing this picturesque restoring of painted skies, mountains rolling, forest covering, no more warming, the purity and simplicity of how we used to be. You remember me? All I give to humanity, housing land, seas, birds, beasts, and all of mankind, exclusively the interface where you and the elements vibrate harmoniously.
That's a clip from the debut of Honor Thy Mother, which was a show that featured the moves of John Boogs and Lil Buck, also incorporated many other forms. They're with me today, getting ready to put on a performance of Love Heals All Wounds tomorrow night on the campus of North Carolina State University. Here with me now, and you couldn't resist doing the movement along with that, Buck.
Couldn't resist. I mean, it's just so amazing, yeah, man, that the art that comes out of her naturally is just incomparable. It's impeccable. It's she's not only a spoken word artist, she's a choreographer, movement artist, and just, she's just a quadruple threat.
You've done some other genre bending stuff. There's a marvelous video. We'll link to it at our website, stateofthings.org, where you start out with an impressionist painting. I won't ruin it for you, but there's an impressionist painting that comes to life, and it also really deals with a lot of important social issues through art, through a classic form. We think of painting, we think of the impressionist artist, and then you bring a very modern sensibility to it. Talk about how you two came together. John, I'll ask you this question, and came to collaborate on this project.
Well, me and Buck have known each other since 2010, so we go a nice little ways back. But as far as this particular project, you're talking about Color of Reality. It was a piece, we just wanted to touch on police brutality at the time. I just remember at that time period, like, being on Facebook and just seeing, it was always like a different clip of somebody getting shot or something happening, and we were just like, okay, how do we use our platform to speak out on it and hopefully spark some dialogue, you know, because we were kind of, you know, we felt a way about it. And then my friend Jeff Rosenthal, he introduced us to the painter Alexa Mead. Alexa Mead's kind of like, you know, being compared to Van Gogh, and, you know, she's kind of like one of the modern day respected painters in her field. So we're always trying to find ways to combine different art forms and meld them together. And so we were like, okay, cool, we want to do something with Alexa. We want to talk about police brutality, but how do we make those two come together? And then I was scrolling our Instagram looking for inspiration to find a creative direction for the film. And she had one where the guy was sitting there and he was painted and he was looking at the television and his reflection was in the TV. Mm. And then I was like, bing, you know, like a light bulb went off, because a lot of times when we see, you know, African Americans being shot or unjustly harmed, you think that could have been me. You know, if I got pulled over by that guy, that could have been me. That could have been my brother. That could have been my cousin. So I think that whole reflection in the television was like the initial light bulb of how I could figure out, okay, we can do something with her artwork and make it clever and also make it touch on the topic that we wanted to talk about.
Which yeah, is, I think those themes really came through. The question of identification, is that me? And worse yet, is that not me? So mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about it. As mm-hmm. long as it's not me and it's somebody else, I guess that's somebody else's problem. So all of that came through. But also this crusade that you're on to tell us about the power of art, because art is a character in this. The, mm-hmm. the notion of art as a way of reflecting, and the way people on the streets responded mm-hmm. to art, or did or did not. I mean, yeah. What role does that play? How do you see that working in terms of not just bringing people together, but also bringing attention to some of the issues that you want to talk about?
Well, that's why we've chosen the route that we've been going on, combining dance and film. And because we know that we want to reach the millennials, we want to really bring awareness to a lot of what's going on, but also to the power of movement and dance and what it could be, especially with street dance. So when a lot of people, you know, back at home, or a lot of these kids who don't know how far they can take their dancing and their art, we pretty much use our platform and the films that we create to show them how, you know, how far you can take it and how deep you can, you know, really dive into, you know, the storytelling of it and really expressing how you feel and what you're passionate about, your what you're going through, your like your everyday life, like all those things that we use to push our dancing and inspiration, period, you can put out there into the world and just
well, in a lot of ways, so many ways you're questioning too what we mean by art, right? Whether this is something called high art or whether this is a reflection of what we do every day. Obviously, it's much more thoughtful when you present it. I'm going to spend more time watching what you're doing on stage than watching me walk down the street. Those are both movement, but to the extent that this is movement that has come from the streets, come from the people, it's an art form that really represents us better in many ways, and I think touches more people. Is that sort of part of how you look at this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, we all stereotype, we all have preconceived notions on things, and I think sometimes people just tend to put hip-hop, street dance in a particular box or category, and our goal is to change the lens in which people view the art form. So a lot of times, by just simply changing the music that we dance to, adding a storyline to it, you know, and something that even if you don't dance, you can relate to it. I mean, there's people who've dealt with social injustice that don't know nothing about dance. So it's all about creating a narrative that can create an entry point.
Buck, you did that when you danced to Yo-Yo Ma. Tell us how that whole project came about.
Oh, well, it came about by I performed to Yo-Yo Ma. I performed to Camille Sasson's "Dying Swan" when I was still living in Memphis, Tennessee. I was around the age of, I'd say, 19 years old then. And then my artistic director at the ballet company I was a part of in Memphis actually put that video clip online. It was for an outreach thing we were doing in a school in Arkansas. And Damien Wetzel, he's the head of the Juilliard School. Mm-hmm. He was working with Obama's Committee on the Arts and Humanities. He was over that Committee on the Arts and Humanities and Arts and Education, and Yo-Yo Ma's on that committee. So he worked with Yo-Yo Ma a lot. He reached out to Yo-Yo about this clip that he saw of this guy dancing, and you can hear the kids just being inspired through the whole video, and Yo-Yo fell in love with it. And at the time, he reached out to me on Facebook. I was already living in L.A., and, you know, one thing led to another. I ended up meeting Yo-Yo Ma at the Walt Disney Hall, and we actually performed that piece before the video actually came out. We did it backstage at the Walt Disney Hall downtown LA, and that's when, you know, Yo-Yo Ma approached me, and he was like, "You're a little buck," and he just said, "I just want to try something." He just opened his cello and just started playing. And,
wow!
And that was the magic just happened, and then we took that on to this meeting that we had on arts and education at Brian Lord's place in LA, and it was a whole bunch of, you know, artists that came together, and, you know, we were all talking about how we can, you know, really put arts out there more into, you know, curriculums and educations. And Yo-Yo Ma had a brief performance there, which, you know, I became a part of, and the rest is history.
We are talking about a performance of Love Heals All Wounds today on The State of Things. Movement artist John Boogs and Lil Buck are co-founders of Movement Art. Movement Art Is. They're with me today on The State of Things, talking about their upcoming performance at NC State. And the viral, the video that we're talking about, when you were actually dancing to this in this particular moment with Yo-Yo Ma, went viral. How much of that has a sustaining power? I mean, you talked eloquently just now about the desire to get arts out there and show people that it's for everybody and not just for an elite few. A video like that goes viral. Does it have a lasting impact? Do people say, "Oh, wait a minute, this is for me. How do I get involved?"
Yeah, absolutely. I think because it was like Books was just saying earlier, just by sometimes to get people involved in it and to reach, you know, a bunch of different demographics with dance and through music and all this. Sometimes it just takes a switch in the music, you know, and just like he said, all we did for our show sometimes is just to switch the music and switch the idea and concept of how we go about getting the art out there. And it was really through that power of collaborating with different artists. Like me, myself, coming from one side of, coming from the streets of Memphis, and Yo-Yo Ma coming from this, you know, prestigious art, yeah. You know, he's just been a prodigy all his life, and being known in the classical world, we pretty much, you know, bridge these two gaps of street dance and you know, classical music.
Classical. Well, you did the same thing, John, when you started working with Mikhail Baryshnikov. Talk about that.
Well, that was really it was actually a rag and bone campaign that Buck kind of brought me. Well, Buck did bring me in on. He was like, "Hey, I'm working on this thing with Mikhail Baryshnikov," and Buck was like, "I think you'd be a good, you know, creative consultant on it." And we flew to New York, and it was amazing because, you know, Baryshnikov is, you know, the greatest ballet dancer of all time. And it was just amazing to kind of like, it wasn't even just doing the project with him, it was like off camera stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, he was asking a lot about the techniques that we do. You know, he still was like a student. He's like, "What is that you're doing? Like, what is that called? Who created that?" You know, so it was just really nice to kind of like see that even at all he's accomplished, everything he's done, he was still a student and wanting to learn more. And he's been a big supporter of us since then. So it's a blessing and something I probably would have never seen.
He was marveled at the way Boogs was moving. Like we performed together with him, but he saw a Boogs freestyle and he was just in awe.
Was he trying it?
It was amazing to just see.
Yeah, he was inspired by it.
Yeah, he was inspired by it.
So, he came out and hugged me after I did a take. Like, it was crazy. I did a take and like the whole room's watching me, and then I see him come and stand behind the camera and just like staring at me. And I'm like, "Ah, now I really got to."
And we knew that look. You know, he had his arms folded just like you right now. And he was just watching Books like, "Okay, let's see what this is about."
And then I was like, "Now I got to really go off." He's like watching me. And then afterwards, it was kind of like silent. And then like everybody clapped. And then he came out and gave me a hug. I was like, "Okay, I got Baryshnikov's approval. I think I'm doing okay.
I think you're doing okay, too." Movement artist John Boogs and Lil Buck, co-founders of Movement Art Is. They examine the issues of social justice in their performance, Love Heals All Wounds. And you can watch that performance Saturday night on the campus of North Carolina State University. Tally Student Union, we've got the info at our website, stateofthings.org. John, Lil Buck, thank you so much for being
on the program. Thank you so much for having us. Come out to the show, North Carolina.
We've got the links to that show at our website, stateofthings.org. We move from that to the music of Mystery Hillbillies, only on The State of Things. Stay with us.